台湾。
Sit up straight, boys and girls. It's time now for Professor Stefan to take to the airwaves. Am I a professor? I guess I do profess to have interest and knowledge about certain things, and you certainly can share your interest and knowledge in those same things or others if you would like at 800-510-8255 as we begin the Wednesday, February the 23rd, right?
Would Professor Stefan have let me sit on the big orange exercise ball in classroom?
Well, if you could have done it in the back of the room without disrupting the rest of the class, everybody wouldn't have pointed, oh, look at Richie, he's down there with that yellow ball.
Let me tell you something. I think every kid should sit on these things. It keeps you up and alert.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we have all of these kiddies here. We have Richie, the student, and Jennifer, the student, so you can sit on your ball and do whatever it is that you like. Meanwhile, we're going to focus on what's going on around the world. Observations on the world, starting right here in our own nation with a trip to Wisconsin.
On Wisconsin. Run right through that.
Is that the latest version of this you can find, Rich?
I wanted to use my turntable for something this morning, so.
On Wisconsin. Okay. We have a couple of stations in Wisconsin. I want to hear from people in Wisconsin this morning about this. 800-510-8255. I saw a picture in Madison of the bagpipe playing firefighters who were joining in the protest this week against Governor Walker, who wants to eliminate collective bargaining rights for most of the public employee unions there. Okay, this is something. There's a pitched battle going on here. A lot of people see not only the people in Wisconsin, but people in other states are going to fight about this because finally the bell has gone off. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
The bell has gone off. It started with health care, and now it's gone down. We're drilling into the local situation, the state situation, as well as the national situation. And people figure, okay, well, there are a number of ways of looking at this. And just to kind of take Wisconsin as the first, because, again, we are on there, and I'd like to hear from people in Wisconsin at 800-510-8255. Setting aside for a minute, if I were to observe, like just a general observation, as often we do here, we might spend a little time talking about what's going on in the Middle East and how it's affecting you, and that'll be at the gas pump. I saw yesterday, through the day, I started the day. Pardon me why I digress, Rich, for a second.
Fire away.
I drove from the studio here to my first appointment, and on the way, I saw the price of gasoline from earlier in the day. I drove by a certain gas station. It was $3.49. Same gas station I went by at about 4 or 5 hours later, $3.54.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
One day, 5 cents.
Yeah.
And
that's a jump.
That is because of the conspirators in Washington and New York taking advantage of you because of what's going on in Libya.
So, the whole Middle East.
Libya is where. No, there's no oil that comes out of Egypt. The oil comes from Libya. None of the other states that are involved in the uproar are really a part of what. We use,
but they're using it as the whole Middle East is in flux right now,
right,
because nobody knows whether every single government is in trouble from being overturned by their populace, because Twitter and Facebook have just basically set the whole place ablaze.
Yeah. Now I say what's going on there is what's going on here. This is going and by the way, yesterday we were talking about China.
You're right. Yeah, to an extent,
China. Yesterday announced they would be instituting tougher internet controls because the president there wants to publicly guide opinion in China because the government has been shaken by protests that are beginning to erupt in China.
Good luck, China.
Saw some of the people in Beijing Yep. There has been an internet call for protest starting last weekend, and so security was tightened down. Demonstrations got larger, and more police came in.
China, they have a double-edged sword there, because with all of the manufacturing that they've been doing for the last, 20, 30, 40 years, and the lower class and the middle class have risen. There actually is a middle class there now.
Yeah, they're buying cars.
These people aren't stupid anymore.
No.
I mean,
they never were stupid. Yeah. They were uninformed. They were what they learned was controlled.
And the government cannot hold them down anymore. It's the genie's out of the bottle, man.
Here's what really is very interesting. What they went through and the controls that they had placed on them a number of years, you said 30, 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. It started in the 40s with the revolution and Mao, and then it got lightened as things began to develop and they saw they could develop an economy and influence not only what goes on there but around the world. But what has happened in America is we've sort of slid back into the same sorts of things that were going on back then. I'm not saying that we have become a communist regime, but the sorts of things that we are now having to battle, that is what the government wants us to know and not know. I mean, the things that are that the political shows turn into a political discussion, but this isn't about politics. This is about what's right and wrong.
You are so right on that. You just hit me. We used to be a country of revolutionaries, of people who wouldn't
sit back.
But everybody
got soft.
Everybody got
quiet
and just took what the government was giving them.
So you know what the latest thing is? And I'm bouncing, but putting all this together. Let me just finish, Richie.
Okay.
There is a suggestion. The FCC announced last Friday that the President of the United States was going to take to the airwaves. We have what's known in radio as the we have a requirement. That we're supposed to, we aren't national programs are, but the local stations are supposed to, every once in a while, supposed to do a run through, a practice drill, if you will, it's called the emergency broadcast system, wherein they hit, there's buzzers and noises goes on, and, you know, this is what happens if you hear this noise, and that's what's happening when you hear that noise. Well, they've decided they want to change that. Instead, they want to have the president go on the emergency broadcast system to talk about what would happen if there was some kind of need for the government to take power and control.
Ooh, that's spooky.
It is unbelievably spooky.
Wow.
The president to go on and get into the emergency broadcast system. And I'm surprised the wackadoodles from the right haven't done more with this, whether they just don't get it or they haven't paid attention like Limbaugh. I figured he'd be all over this. And I haven't heard a boo about it.
Is just plain spooky.
It is spooky. It's really spooky.
That's War of the Worlds spooky.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is. All right, so anyway, this is the kind of stuff, though, that I'm talking about, Richie. It's going on here. We're going backwards, and the rest of the world's going forwards. Maybe we'll all meet somewhere in between.
You guys.
But Wisconsin is the perfect example of where now people say, all right, stop. Enough. We're going to finish this, or at least try to fix it. What did you start to say?
I think you guys think everybody here is asleep, but I'm not so sure. I mean, remember when you and Jennifer are...
Well, I think we're starting to wake up, is what I think.
I don't think we've really totally always been asleep. I think we've been relaxed.
There's an element here that has been asleep.
You know, I mean, we've
letting the education system fall into the state of
injury. Taxes, just
true. But
whenever
anything ever gets just really crazily, remember, what was it, 4 or 5 years ago when gas almost got to $4 a gallon and
everybody
said, that's
driving.
Enough.
Yeah, well, that's about getting there now.
Done.
Yeah. Our driving is down 4.3%.
And it's going to happen again.
Yeah.
It's about to happen again.
Yeah. All right, 800-510-8255. So what's going on in Wisconsin has become a political thing, but it isn't really. It's about reality. It's about where do we stop. And this guy, I don't know anything about this guy, Walker. Isn't that his name? Wisconsin is his name, Scott Walker.
That's it?
Yeah. In the meantime, Ohio has the same thing going on there. Arizona has the same thing going on. You haven't heard that much about it yet. Florida, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico. At least 2 dozen states that are considering substantial changes in how government treats the workforce. Isn't it Virginia where you cannot have a union? The state has outlawed organized
I don't know whether they outlawed it, but no, we do not have one here.
No, I think because it's against the state law. It says you can't have a union. And that's the way it's all going to go. The union people have gotten, they have lost touch with reality, and all they are, and it's so obvious now, is interested in themselves. Not into the business about...
But we've given to public service,
enough.
Doug.
Oh, yeah, right. At 50 years old, you retire on 90% of your salary, and you live to be 85 or 90, so that you make as much money in your retirement years, if not more, than you did when you were actually working. Who thinks that's right? Who in the private sector gets to do that? We just figured yesterday we have to go another 12, 13 years on this program in order to break the old record set by the Breakfast Club to have the longest-running morning radio program. Okay, what will that do to our ages and our retirement possibility? But it's a different mindset. We have become dependent because the government has helped make us dependent, fallen into that hole where you are entitled, supposedly, to this, that, or the other thing. Not entitled to anything except breathing clean air. That's about it. I don't know what else there is. I mean, maybe there are some other things.
Infrastructure. I mean, it's, yeah.
800-510-8255. So thoughts are brewing here on Good Day. It's 18 after the hour.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, 2 for the price of 1.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
The following contains a toll-free number for individuals looking to lose 30 pounds or more.
Please pay attention. If you would like to be among the first to try a weight loss supplement that's proven to help you lose weight, please call the toll-free number at the end of this ad. If you do, you will receive a risk-free trial of an exclusive weight loss aid that does not require a prescription. By enrolling in the 30-day risk-free trial, you'll be able to burn fat more quickly by boosting your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to lose weight in days instead of weeks. Be among the first to call and get your trial risk-free. 1-800-503-2610. Again, if you would like to try a proven weight loss supplement that could help you lose 30 pounds or more without a prescription, you may now call for the risk-free trial. Call Acai Fresh now. 1-800-503-2610. 1-800-503-2610. You may begin calling now. 1-800-503-2610.
Hurry into the PetSmart Stock Up and Save Sale and save up to 25% on over 1,000 essentials with your Pet Perks card. It's a great way to stock up on Purina dog products. Save $5 on Purina One dog food in 34-pound bags and get 3 cans of Purina One dog food free with in-store coupon. And save $4 on Beneful dog food in 31 to 34-pound bags and get 4 free Beneful prepared meals with in-store coupon. PetSmart, we love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, sale ends February 27th.
Do you want a credit card, but current or past credit problems are holding you back? Then you need to get the Classic Black Secured Visa Card by going to thebestsecuredcard.com. This is a secured card backed by your deposit at Public Savings Bank, an FDIC-insured bank. Your credit, income, and employment status are not considered in your approval. You can get a Black Classic Secured Visa Card right now at thebestsecuredcard.com. Take advantage of the special introductory 0% APR for the first 6 months on purchases with no monthly or annual fees. Every penny of your deposit is FDIC insured by the federal government, so there's absolutely no risk to you. This card will enable you to establish or rebuild your credit, and you'll be able to shop, travel, and live like you want to live. Simply log on to thebestsecuredcard.com right now so you can have a Classic Black Secured Visa Card on its way to you. That's thebestsecuredcard.com.
Hey, it's the Doug Stephan Good Day program. It's 21 after the hour. How do you like that, boys and girls?
Doug The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Myself, I walk through the rain. So tonight, I lay me down to sleep. I pray my soul to keep.
Al DeBarge looks older than this. I wouldn't have thought he sounded. Sounds like a young Michael Jackson.
Yes, that sounds young, doesn't it?
Huh? Does that sound like that? Al DeBarge, new album called Second Chance. This is the title track from the album. 16 years, Richie, since they've had a new album.
Wow.
Al DeBarge is 49. He doesn't sound like a 49-year-old guy to me, does he?
No, he sounds very young.
Yeah. He's had a drug problem for the last, what, 10 years or so, Jennifer?
Probably.
Bad self-esteem, he said. Drugs steal your life, he said. Turned his trials into music. That song actually was up for a couple of Grammys, apparently.
Wow.
Al DeBarge says that God gave me a second chance. I had to take it. Music is in my blood. So I don't know if we're that impressed with this, but...
Hey, you know what? Good for him.
Yeah.
Turning it around.
Anybody who can dig themselves out of a hole.
Yep. That's the idea. We want you to dig yourself out of your daily hole, start your day, finish your day, spend some time on your day with us here on Good Day, 25 after the hour. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen talking about Wisconsin and the other states in our country that are now focused on the union movement, what needs to be done. The focus on bigger isn't always better. Better is better. And this is not good. It isn't even, it's not better, it's not best, it's bad. Here's James calling from Florida. A good day. Hi, James.
Hi, how you doing, Doug?
I'm well, thank you for asking. How about you?
Doing fine. Congratulations. Sure. You're the first one to get the whole picture that these countries of ours, or the countries and the nations, have finally put an embargo on the United States. We haven't seen it coming, but it's a matter of, they're not going to allow oil to us. China, all the grains, all the corns and everything are importing it. We have become a nation that can no longer be the strongest, what would I say, war machine.
War machine has drained us We don't need to spend $700 billion a year, supposedly.
No, you're not understanding what I'm telling you.
All right, go ahead.
An industrial nation, okay, China is an industrial nation now. America is no longer an industrial nation, okay? I was talking to my son, a 15-year-old, and it was scary to tell him this. I said, just look around. Look around, and what can we turn in to an airplane factory? What can we turn into a tank factory?
Let me ask you something, James. Let me ask you something. Do you think that, and I'm not a union basher, but I'm sick of the situation that has been brought about, especially the public employee unions, for us paying for a lot of things that are not fair and just. But do you think in general the union movement, which was necessary and good for many years, has been the cause, the unreasonable amount of money we have to pay to union members to do their work? Isn't that one of the reasons that Chinese have gained strength?
No, listen.
You don't
that
think
is
that's the reason?
No, but listen, that is one of the oldest ploys in war, divide and conquer. They got a union in here. They got non-union. They divided America. They divided
who's they?
The United Nations, the other nations. These people have figured it out behind the doors.
Here's what I think, James. I think what you're saying, we're tight on time. Let me just make a couple of quick statements, observations. We want to blame somebody else. Blaming the problem doesn't fix it. Fixing the problem fixes it. The rest of the you think the rest of the world did this? The rest of the world's not that smart. Everybody in the world runs the same way it's most of our lives. You grab your ass at the beginning of the day and you hold on to it through the day. And now all of that stuff is coming around to roost because it has been bad management, whether it's political or business-wise. I think that's why we are where we are, 28 after.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Italian.
Japanese.
My way.
My way.
Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn. The same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-441-1454. 1-800-441-1454 for your free demo. Call 1-800-441-1454.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. 1-800-283-8383 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Three after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, you and me were talking about what started, I guess it started in the Middle East. It started here, and now it's spreading here, and it's spreading there. It's everywhere. Monday, maybe a quick observation about the discussion that we were having. Remember on Monday I was critical of all of the 150-year, what do they call it, sesquicentennial, 200 years, or what is, anyway, 150-year anniversary of the installation of Jefferson Davis as the president of the Confederacy. Remember, what I was kind of railing on that, and I got some people in the South who got angry at me for saying that, and I investigated a little bit more and found out that, in fact, most of the three southern states who had these I call this segregationist stuff because that's what it is. You know, these people celebrated segregation and seceding, the secessionist, all that stuff. I just think there's no place for it anymore in our country. I saw a review. These things went on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, because Monday was the President's Day. And for the most part, I'm looking at three or four different accounts here, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them say that they didn't even refer to them as celebrations, observations for descendants of Confederate soldiers were a lost cause. And that the trait now is to get away from this stuff because it's hard to market these things because the generations coming along in the South don't care. Older Southerners do, younger Southerners do not. So these things were very subdued, and one guy wrote about them being ineffective. Okay, that's fine. Something that has no place, I don't think, in America. What does have a place in America is what's going on in Wisconsin and these other states that I enumerated before. So I invited some of our friends listening in Eau Claire and other places in Wisconsin. This is a caller listening to WAYY. Her name is Vicki. Vicki, welcome to Good Day. Hi.
Oh, hi. My question for all the public employees in Wisconsin is if I could no longer pay for my benefits, my health care, and my pension was gone, would they be willing to pay for mine?
Oh,
wow.
Good question. Good question. Good question.
And what do you think the answer is, Vicki? What's the answer?
Well, I definitely don't think that I should have to pay for theirs if I could hardly afford to pay for mine.
Yeah,
but they're serving you. They're public servants, and they've served you for all this time.
Well, you know, I've worked since I've been 16 years old. I'll work till I'm 67. And I feel that my job is just as much as a servant to the community as ours is.
Yep. Good thoughts, Vicki. Yeah. Thank you for sharing them with us. 800-510-8255. And again, I am in Los Angeles. Jennifer's in Los Angeles. I'm looking around here and seeing the outrageous stuff still going on. Do you believe that there is some talk, serious talk here, of having the city kick into this new stadium for a proposed football team?
For the football thing, yeah.
There is actual, this state, this county, this city is broke.
If we weren't close to bankruptcy, I would be all for it because it will generate revenue. But
that's the biggest fallacy. That is the biggest ruse that has been proven over and over again to not be true.
You come just down don't here. Like
never
football.
Equals.
You don't like sports. No. Come down here to Washington, to Chinatown.
Look at some of the studies that have been done.
Oh, you need to look at a study. I look at a study every time I go down to the Verizon Center.
What are you blowing smoke out of your ear? Then you look at some study that tells you whether it actually pays.
I'm looking at a neighborhood that was basically a warehouse neighborhood, which now has.
I'm not suggesting it doesn't clean up. What I'm saying is that these people are going to well afford to put that stuff up on their own. They don't need taxpayer money to
do
it.
But if the city's going to benefit, why shouldn't the city partner up on the regeneration of the neighborhood?
Well, the city benefits by having it there. Thank you very much. You're doing a great job. And you're going to make money, and it'll clean up the city.
Okay, I'll take my building and go put it elsewhere then, and let somebody else
put it?
Reap the benefits.
All that thinking has to stop.
Yeah.
Across the board. Here's another example. This maybe is the better example. Here in California, you've heard. This is also partially how all of this discussion, especially about pensions, got started because of the seeds that were planted here in California, Bell, California. You've heard the discussion of the allegations against the fellow that was the...
Can't wait to take Bell's money kind of statements.
So here it is. Yeah, right. But now the latest development is they go to court. The Bell City Council members were given pay raises by, they're somehow or other, they secretively, and this is why we like WikiLeaks, because these sorts of things come out in WikiLeaks. So here's this guy. We thought originally, I always love it when these people say, we're being told by our sources, the sources of the newspaper. All right. So the story first broke that the guy that was the city manager making $850,000 a year, $1.5 million. This guy has created a ruse to figure out how to get, and the city council guys are getting paid a couple hundred grand. And this is a 35,000 population community.
How do they even generate that much cash?
Now, wait a minute. That's not it. That's not the end of it. So you look into their pensions. Now, these guys all resigned and said, okay, you don't like what we're doing.
We're out.
We quit.
Yeah.
All right, that was before the DA starts looking into it. But they quit because their pension is equal to what they were being paid while they were working.
Better deal.
Right. I do no work, and I still get paid. Who has that deal? I don't have that deal. Rich, you got that deal?
Nope.
Jennifer, you got that deal?
Not even close.
Stop. You stop uttering a word, your check stop.
Yeah, that's right.
Here. So this whole thing in Bell, California, has really very interesting implications in all sorts of shapes and forms. How many of you know what the city manager makes or the town manager makes in your community? How many of you know what, I mean, really know? We have going on in Framingham, my hometown, Massachusetts, a big to-do about the bus contract. Finally, some citizens, when they look at the amount of money over a five-year deal, a town the size of Framingham will have to pay $34 million just to bring the kids back and forth to school. They have 90 buses now carrying the same number of students as in the 1970s when there were 44 or 47 buses carrying the students. It's this kind of outrage. And you know what? the town, the school board in town said, well, we have to have new buses because the kids' safety. This kind of garbage in, garbage out thinking. There's nothing wrong with buses that are 5 years old, 6 years old, 10 years old. For God's sakes, one thing in California that they do right, the buses are rebuilt. There are some buses on the road in California that are 45
years old. They're like 800 years old,
yeah.
I think.
And they just rebuild them every year, and they're fine. But these union battle lines are drawn. Here's another quick story from Los Angeles. Remember Bernie Parks? Excuse me, he was the police chief here for a long time. He ran for the city council when he got fired. As the he ran for, I think this is third time through, and he was very popular, got elected and reelected and reelected and reelected. Well, the L.A. Times decided they don't want him in there anymore, so they're on him every day with a headline. Parks is supposedly guilty of accepting $3,800 when he was trying to get a job from somebody, blah, 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 blah. So there is now, because the L.A. Times and the city is so union-driven.
So union-driven.
And Bernie Parks is anti-union and made the case for being anti-union. So now these city unions more and more influencing the outcome. Like in Framingham, the town meeting has more town workers that are a member of the town meeting. We have a representative meeting, not an open meeting. And so we have all of these people that are running for the town meeting that work for the town. So they pass on their own budgets, and they're happy to give themselves raises. Well, the same thing is happening in Los Angeles. The city council is becoming, and the city itself is becoming a tool, a pawn for the unions. The employee, the government employee unions. And whether people are looking at this or they aren't looking at it, to me, it's crystal clear what's going on here. And the L.A. Times loves the unions. So they get together, and they're trying to get Bernie Parks off of the city council. And if they do that, then they'll have the unions will have the majority vote. So then the citizens of Los Angeles County will really get screwed. You think you've gotten screwed now with a $938 million bill for two schools and 65 to 70% dropout rate in the in these schools that are just a disaster. How did it be? But people are waking up to all this stuff now. Everybody's waking up to this. My kids, you know, here's the reality. Think about this. I hope I'm not talking too fast, but when I sort of
you're cracking me up this
throw
hour,
all
I
of this stuff. Listen
if I
to
thought
this.
You drank coffee.
Wait a minute. Listen to this. Listen to this. In terms of Los Angeles County spends $133,000 for the average term of somebody in jail. The average person that goes to jail stays in 4.5 to 6 years, and the cost to the community is about $130,000+. You could send, and all the people in jail, every single one of them in L.A. County that's in jail, dropped out of high school. Every single one of them. If you sent those kids to the most expensive private schools in L.A. County, it would cost about $103,000 to $104,000. So, I mean, think about this for a second. We don't spend money for education, so the kids drop out of school. They become criminals. They go to jail, and it costs more money to take care of them in jail than it does to give them a good education. Now, you tell me there isn't something as rotten can be in that whole scenario. And if it's going on here in Los Angeles, how many other communities around the country where there's a high dropout rate, where the education system sucks because the unions are in control and they've ruined, they've allowed the school system because of their attitude, and they'll tell you, well, they don't work because the kids are so unruly. Well, maybe there's something to that, but you deal with it in one way or another. We just don't deal with anything, so it's all blowing up in our faces. And you see this time after time with every single community, county, state, the federal thing. I'm telling you, there's a revolution that's brewing in this country, and it's about time. Because the people who work hard, like, frankly, me, and the amount of taxes that I pay, and Richie and Roberta and Jennifer and all of you folks work hard to pay your taxes, and you get nothing for your work. You have the stuff extorted from you, and it goes to no good purpose. I mean, there are some good things. Rubbish gets picked up. Okay, fine. The snow gets plowed off the street. But where is the result from the from what we ought to expect? Why wouldn't you expect that schools should be the same good quality schools across the board, across the country, if we're paying as much money? Average cost when I was teaching school in the 70s to put a kid through school was $4,000. Now it's $9,000, and that's a number adjusted for inflation. $9,000 a year. Why wouldn't you expect your child to get a decent education if there are $9,000 set aside? And let's say even the average classroom was 20. Okay, if it's $9,000 we're spending, that's $180,000 a year. Teachers pay them like the proposal. What's her name? Michelle? What was her name? Ree? What's the woman's
Michelle
name?
Michelle Wee.
Wee, whatever her name was.
Rock-solid educator, man.
Yeah. Well, she wasn't an educator. She was a teacher. She'd never been an administrator. She was 37 years old. She said, I'm never going to have a job like this again. This is it. She fired principals, fired teachers, tried to fix the system.
Within, what, 6 months in office, she fired as the czar of
education.
She fired
Washington.
250
and
teachers and principals.
Yeah. And so she get run out of town on a rail because the unions put the new mayor in Washington. And so he, acknowledging that they put him in, he gets rid of her. The first thing he does is get rid of her, and they put some other hack back in.
Which is a great loss for Washington. But
it just shows you, at 100, she wanted to pay teachers. She wanted to negotiate with the teachers union to give people, okay, so we have tenure. All right, we'll put those people in a closet someplace. We'll reward the good teachers, pay them more. Nope, union wanted nothing to do with it. Everybody gets paid the same. And so that's why, let's say you pay a good teacher $100,000 a year, and you set $180,000 for a 20-student classroom, $100,000 a year for the teacher, $80,000 a year for supplies and the buildings and stuff. You don't think that works? Of course it works. But is anybody letting it work? Is anybody waking up to this? Okay. All right.
You feel better?
Well, I want to feel better. I want people to think.
How much sleep did you get last night?
Not much.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You're on a roll, man.
It's 11. Thank you.
I like
that's
it.
Ultimate compliment. 11 and a half for the hour, and good day.
February is American Heart Health Awareness Month. It's a perfect time to improve your heart health routine with high-quality vitamins and supplements. Registered dietitian Dave Grotto explains.
In a recent study, 81% of registered dietitians agree most people have nutritional gaps in their diet. Along with healthier food choices, these gaps can be filled with high-quality vitamins and dietary supplements. To find quality vitamins, consumers should look for national brands and products that carry the United States Pharmacopeia or USP certified label on their bottles, such as Nature Made. USP is an independent public health organization that sets stringent criteria for supplement quality standards, which makes it easy to differentiate between brands. This month, try Nature Made Fish Oil and CoQ10 to help support a healthy heart.
For more information about Nature Made vitamins and supplements, and to take a vitamin assessment to learn your vitamin needs, visit naturemade.com.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish. Two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct!
What? Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game, console, or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, out-of-leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, I beg your indulgence as we move on into what else is going on today around the world, around your world. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, making life better, getting you to think a little bit. Also, use your technology. Did you know there was a smartphone coming? Based around Facebook? Huh. How about them apples, boys and girls?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I guess it does. Alex Goldfain, who's our technology tailor, will give you the details. You're up next on Good Day.
Can I make a deal with you? I'll give you $100, and you can give me $1,000. Sound crazy? Well, if you're carrying a balance on your credit card month after month, you've already taken that bad deal. That's right. You've made a deal with the credit card company that could be costing you thousands in high interest and late fees. If you want to get debt-free once and for all, you need to call Credit Guard of America right now for free information. Just call 1-800-724-1077. We work directly with your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. Then we roll everything into one affordable monthly payment, so you can get debt-free and stay debt-free. It's that simple. No more credit card payments, no more collection calls. If you made a bad deal with a credit card company, it's time to get debt-free starting today. Call Credit Guard of America for free information. 1-800-724-1077. That's 1-800-724-1077.
Hi, it's Alex Goldfain, the technology tailor, and there's a new online backup service you need to know about. It's called My Media. It'll back up your photos, music, videos, and documents safely and securely to its web servers. You can access your data from any computer or iPhone whenever you want. If you have a lot of information to back up, My Media will send you a USB hard drive they call the shuttle drive. Load your files onto the encrypted drive, send it to My Media, and they'll put all of your files into your account. No long uploads. Go to mimedia.com to try it for free. That's mimedia.com.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
You know, the economy is improving at a rapid pace when the frequency of technology deals increases dramatically, which is exactly what's happening now. One company that recently filed its plans for an initial public offering is Pandora, the excellent music streaming service. The company is looking to raise $100 million. One interesting tidbit in its filing had to do with additional formats beyond music that Pandora is thinking about getting into. Quote, many listeners are drawn to sports, talk, news, and other forms of content beyond music. We think there is an opportunity over the long term to increase these types of content in addition to music. Close quote. This is interesting. If Pandora is thinking about applying its music selection technology to talk, you'd be able to create channels of various programs for your favorite sports teams, your news topics of choice, and probably for your political inclinations. And assuming Pandora keeps doing the things it's doing, all of this will be free. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it.
I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
All right, let's see what else is going on here. If you look at DougStefan.com today,
okay,
you'll see the story right about the new application on Facebook, Richie,
mm-hmm,
which takes stalking to a new level. You can secretly keep tabs on somebody's relationship and be notified when it changes. So when somebody becomes single, you can try to swoop in.
That's awesome.
As it were.
That window's small. Facebook. You got to get in line.
Right, hey, so look at this. Jennifer just changed her relationship status to it's complicated.
It's complicated. Yeah. It's always complicated.
All right. So the new application on Facebook explained in detail at DougStefan.com. You want to keep tabs on somebody's relationship? So...
Facebook breakup notifier.
Yeah, 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 right. Yeah,
that's
about that.
Awesome.
Huh? Isn't that cool? Right, that's there. Now, we were talking earlier about how the Chinese want to limit the internet, and they had their dealing with Google earlier on. This is the reality of, and something else maybe we might talk about at length, the reality of Google and the map service. That, you can see my house, your house, everybody's house.
Hey, I was on Google Earth last night on my iPhone and scooped in on our condo on the beach in Colombia and could see the building clear as day.
Well, the Israeli government is worried that the folks in Hamas are using this to figure out detailed information that can be used in carrying out attacks. And you know what? They're right. This is not, there's something about this that's too invasive.
Oh, every government is using this.
Well, but that's not, we ought not to have
Israel it. Israel should be using it.
Yeah, well, maybe they are, and they just want to tell anybody. But it's a part of the New World Order,
absolutely,
as it were. Something to weigh in on, perhaps. Another thing.
Hey, you go to the White House, it's blurred out. The White House is blurred out on this.
Is it really?
Yeah.
All right, 59 after on Good Day.